The Techno Funk Boy presents Tales from the Rusty Speeder. Scientist, Chapter 4. All right, well, where y'all are, you are on the bridge, or right behind the bridge. On the other side of the bridge, you do see two scientists that you were, or at least you assume are two scientists. They're both Rodian, but they are wearing nice clothing. The other Rodians who are not in cages are, you know, wearing rustic gear. Y'all are pretty close to a waterfall that is kind of feeding this river. And Kresk has just stepped onto the bridge, holding up a bird, reinforced behind him with toilet paper. And some of the Rodian tribesmen are coming towards you, kind of looking at you suspiciously.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch. What was my strain? My current strain?
6. And that's a number I'm making up because I do not remember, and it would take us too long to figure that out.
That's fine. So the Rodians are the two. So the scientists are in the cage. Are in a cage that we can see.
Yeah, they're like you know, really. I mean, kind of crude, small. You know, made out of like, you know, thick branches tied together type cages. They're both having to kind of crouch in, and it's not something they could stand up in.
Okay. And then the two, presumably the natives are.
The natives are restless.
Yes. Two of them are heading your way. There are, you know, various others in the camp. Okay. You've probably seen like 6 or 7 of them.
Okay.
There's two women with spears, and they yelled for help last time.
Help!
Just like that.
Just like Donkey Kong 94.
Exactly.
Exactly. Help! So what's going on? What's happening?
So I look back at Pete and ask for him to tell them that I've come with a gift.
Say it again.
I look back over my shoulder at Pete and ask him to translate that I've come with a gift.
I'm going to look over my shoulder and say very loudly so that they can hear me in the other direction in Rodian, I've come with a gift.
All right. So, are we to assume that you are going to be translating accurately
for now?
Okay. Anytime you want to, like, you know, not if you want to put a nice spin on something, C-3PO, just speak up. Yeah. Otherwise, we'll just kind of move forward with dialogue.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that the physical gesture was part of it, looking over the shoulder. So I'm still copying his actions.
Wait, you're yelling backwards?
Yes.
Away from them, yes.
Oh, because you're mimicking what
Kresk is doing with his bird with my toilet paper.
I take one of my naked Wookiee hands and slap my forehead, like shake my head, and I say otherwise.
I'm going to translate what he just said in Skywoolery, and I'm going to translate it to SMH.
So the two have their spears out and pointing at you, and they you know they're kind of approaching menacingly, but all of a sudden you hear from kind of the back somebody yell out stop, and an older Rodian kind of comes forward from behind one of the buildings and is taking a good look at you, and as he's approaching he's like, you know, who are you? What are you doing here?
Out of character, I feel like we're on Namek, you know, because Namekians are green and Rodians are green, and they live in
that's right, yeah,
small villages, and the village elder that, comes out to speak that, to us.
We need that sick music playing in the background, like the Namek soundtrack, you know? It's like my favorite DBZ soundtrack.
One way or another, this is going to be a crossover game, Paul.
Yeah, well, you know, there's not a lot I can do about
King
it.
We got King Koopa, we got Namek, we got Wesley Crusher.
So I hold the bird out in front of me like in a gesture, like of, you know, giving, like in a sort of a giving gesture.
I hold my toilet paper roll out in a giving gesture.
Hey, they could probably use that.
The one in my hand would be soggy.
That's probably worth more than the bird.
It's probably worth, yeah, definitely. No, and I say, we're looking for some people.
I'm confused about the bird.
Okay.
Are you the elder speaking, or is this the...
I know, the elder speaking. Oh. It's like, we have plenty of those birds, but thanks, I guess.
It's just a gift of goodwill.
Okay, well, come closer. Who are you looking for?
I turn back in motion towards Snatch to step out so that he can speak because he's the captain. But
you just totally sidestep that.
since we've established a conversational rapport, I'd probably want to call the personal leadership out. Yeah, to come out and talk. Since we're now talking, they're not immediately attacking. So
I'm behind Pete, so as I walk forward kind of confidently but not like aggressively, just kind of a stride, as I pass Pete I grab him under my arm and I keep walking, and then I place him in front of me, not directly
I'm going to
me, my side. and I continue speaking, or I start speaking, and I say
I would like to break the grapple.
Right. No,
yeah, do a strength check.
Yeah,
against the Wookiee.
So, all right, this will be easy enough. Snatch, if you could roll three greens. Pete, if you could roll one.
I got three successes.
I don't remember what these symbols are. I think it's one success and one triumph. One success, one advantage.
Right. Okay.
That's what that symbol is. Okay.
So, Snatch, what'd you roll?
Three success, one advantage.
Okay, so you fail.
Yeah.
To break the grapple, yeah.
But he's kicking,
hilarious, flailing about,
I'm like
in his
smashing
arm.
The toilet paper roll into his face, and bits and are coming off because it's wet.
He keeps flinching and going, "Stop it! Stop it!"
No, I don't say stop it. I just let him hit me in the face, and then I'm just like,
because I got some toilet because it's getting soggy from the waterfall. Little bits of paper pulp are like being left behind on his face.
Yeah, and I have to blow them out of my mouth like.
I look back at Pete and say, let the Wookiee win.
All right. So what do you say?
So did the village elder have a reaction to that?
You know.
He raised one eyebrow as like, basically, we're incompetent.
He's been very confused about literally everything y'all have done so far.
So we're ahead in the negotiations then.
Wait, I have a couple of questions out of character real quick, just to kind of frame what's going on so that I know what I'm saying. Because I think I know what's going on, but let me just confirm so I'm not babbling about something that doesn't make sense. So, based on our knowledge and everything that's going on, the two Rodians in the cages look like they might belong to...
Vault 13.
Vault 13. They're the scientists that like walked away, like the ones we're looking for.
Yeah,
you would imagine so, based on their. I think we saw a picture of Dr. Tan. If somebody wants to do an intellect roll to see if you actually recognize her, you know, unless
I'll roll for that.
Okay, just do it against two purple.
This is going to be knowledge. What?
Just intellect. So there'd be three green.
Oh,
against two purple.
Intellect. I don't see that.
I only get three. Yeah, maybe that's right.
I don't see that.
It's a characteristic. It's not a skill.
Okay.
To advantage.
Okay, so since you didn't succeed, you don't recognize her, but your advantage is...
I think.
It's the
weird-looking wings with a dot. That's advantage.
Oh, you're actually rolling physical.
Or is the starburst the advantage?
The wings with the dot are the advantage. The starburst is the success. All right, so there's no success, so you don't recognize her specifically. The advantage you have is that you do recognize the symbol on their uniform as something that you've seen on Fearn Sand's person, and so you imagine that it's. You know, connecting the dots, this is the same organization.
Gang signs. Yeah.
And so you are pretty sure these are some of the scientists.
Yeah. Does it match markings on the vehicle that we found earlier?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
my character was assuming they were scientists anyway.
That's a good point. I could have just said that, couldn't I?
Yeah. Well, I like that they match something on Fearn's person.
Yeah, that may have been more information. That was like a triumph information.
Yeah. I just because I didn't think about that stupid vehicle. I just had to make up a logo on Fearn Sand right then.
Yeah,
and now I regret it.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Well, I think realistically, I think you should probably just be a bad GM and take that back because Fearn is so low key that he wouldn't put symbols on himself.
Probably so, but you know, it probably would have been like the Star Wars equivalent of a tie pin or a cuff link.
Okay.
Something that is subtle, but yeah. still has some kind of affiliation.
Okay. Yeah.
I won't be a bad GM and take away stuff that I just said.
That's fine.
All right. Fine. So yeah, you're pretty sure these are two of the people that were part of that camp.
Okay. So we just, I put my hand on Crust's shoulder and I say, you know, this is my hunter. Like we've caught this bird. He's caught this bird, you know, as a peace offering. You know, we're wondering if we can stay. We're weary from our travels. We want to be able to stay evening by your fire and tell stories of valor and share our rations with you and this gift. You know, could we stay the night, you know, kind of thing.
Mm.
Well, you are most welcome to stay. We actually are peaceful people. The bird, some of the off-worlders really love those birds, and sometimes they ask us to hunt them for them to capture them. So you might keep it. It's somebody might pay a lot of money for that for you.
Do you know why they like them? Why? Do you know? I'm just out of curiosity. I'm like striking up. This is like a more less formal conversation. Like, oh, that's interesting. Like, why do they have interest in them? Do you know? I mean, we just thought they came from you guys, so.
They're pretty. That's what they tell us. Is that, you know, they kind of see him as a pretty exotic bird.
I say, perhaps it would be of some value to you then.
Well, they kick. Well, catch them all the time. Can we smoke it?
No, they're not good eating.
I mean, like you can't get high off of that bird.
So they use it for pets.
That's what they tell me. That's
okay.
Bewildering to us, but you know.
There's me no kind too. Of spice derivative that you can get from the ground beak.
I don't know. They have a pretty song and they're very pretty birds, but yeah, you know, that's all the use they have for us.
Part of me is tempted to grab the bird, bite its head off, and just drink the blood in front of him. Like, wow. Run up, like, into the river.
I was going to say, I look at the bird and I say, I dub the Falcor.
When he goes to bite the bird's head, I'm going to stuff the toilet paper in his mouth.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't do it. I said I was thinking about it. I didn't.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't because I would have had a mouthful of toilet paper. What does the bird do now? Is it like
Falcor the Birdinator?
No, the bird is kind of stuck where he is. I mean, unless you're letting him go.
No, he's in my claws.
So like one of the Rodians like goes over to where like the two scientists are and grab a different cage that's empty but smaller, and it is like, here, you can use this. And just walk right back.
Well, thank you. And I accept the cage and put the bird in it.
So come join us. We're about to have our meal.
Oh, great. I'm starving.
So, never mind.
So as he's kind of leading you over and everybody's kind of relaxing a little bit, and
I'm standing awkwardly.
What's that?
I'm standing awkwardly.
with the toilet paper still up?
Do you want me to carry you?
So, you know, they go back to the campfire, and you see that there's some, you know, local game that has been, you know, killed and is cooking there. It smells delicious. And the chief, who you assume is the chief, asks you, it's like, so are you... So this is like a hunting band? What purpose have you out here?
I make the face of the gif I just sent.
That's kind of unhelpful in...
What did he say?
he sent the face in the gif that he just sent, which Peter can't even see.
Yeah. No, it's just like a kind of like... No, I'm just... Hey, what brings us here? Oh, well, we're
well, if the captain's not going to take the lead here, then I will. And I don't know if they want that.
No, I was kidding with the gift. I just say we're tourists, you know, we've been in this area doing some exploring, some hunting, you know. We knew you guys lived out here, or we heard of, you know, there was tribes people, we wanted to get to know some of them, and you know, here we are. It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Captain Snatch. This is my crew.
Great. Well, yes, you are most welcome. And so you sit down, and anybody who wants to eat will be served. They have some, you know, some homemade alcoholic beverage that if you'd like to partake. But what is your conversation like?
I'm a rambler, so I just start rambling about, you know, what a great village they have, and you know how I love homemade alcohol, and we've been waiting for, we were kind of looking forward to taking a break like this, and it's just very, very casual, friendly, hang loose, you know, because I actually feel that way. I know we're on a mission, but my character, I feel like, is just like wherever he is, he's at home. So I'm making myself comfortable, and I am drinking. It's probably a bad idea, but I feel like it's one of my.
I ask the like a hunter, like a nearby somebody sitting nearby, if they have much contact with the cities on Rhodia. You know, like if are do they just live out here isolated, or do they have common frequent contact with the cities? You know, like how isolated are they, I guess?
And, you know, there are some tribes that are farther out than we are. We're relatively close to the city, and so we run across tourists quite a bit, especially those who are hunting particular game or birds. And they often trade with us to help them. We are occasionally in need of supplies from the city, and so we do go there. But the city life, it's just, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. It's not like we're not opposed to it or anything, but it's just it's a little too hectic, and we prefer things out here.
I mentioned that I noticed the in a very casual manner. I mentioned that I noticed the captives and ask if that's, you know, just part of their dealings with the larger urban areas, you know, if that's a common thing that they engage in. I mean, because they weren't trying to hide them. They were, like, out in the open.
Exposed at the very front of their camp, even.
That was
most unfortunate. I do not like the way that turned out. And he kind of drifts off. And if y'all want to give me a perception roll, you can. Against two purple.
Everyone, okay. Or just one person?
Yeah, everyone.
What is my perception? I've got. Sorry.
Your perception.
Doug, pull up your character.
I tried to find it. I couldn't find it.
Three green.
All right. I have two successes against that roll.
Okay.
Can I choose to not roll?
Sure.
Okay.
I have four success, two threats.
Is that too meta, though?
No, it's not too meta.
Oh, and Doug, if you're just focused on something else, you're not looking around. Threats.
Okay. Well, no, it's just the dice that I'm rolling against.
Okay. So so both of you succeeded, but with threat. And so...
My character would have been looking at the captives pretty much the whole time. So should I... So with that in mind, should I be rolling perception here?
No, if you're okay. Focused on something.
Yeah.
So the two of you notice, like, in a hut behind the chief, you look through the door, and there's, like, some actually fairly decent blaster rifles, like on a mount on the wall, like, really well-kept. And one of the tribesmen, the threat is that one of the tribesmen notice you looking and kind of close the door. And then comes and whispers to the chief, and the chief kind of just waves him away, like, you know, just stop, you know, don't bother me with that. But that is all the chief has said.
Okay, after Krusk says that, and kind of like, you know, and that there was that kind of weird silence, like, I just turn over and like look at them like full frontal. Like, I turn over and just like kind of look at them like, yeah, like you got two of them, I see, you know, or like. What do you plan to do with them? Like, Wookiees, like, if you want to trade them for something, you know, we'll buy them from you. Or
I'm nodding. I'm nodding.
We trade them in the city. We do that kind of stuff sometimes. You know, if you want to get them off your hands, you know, you can do it violently if you'd like, or we can do it peaceably and not with them. I'm saying we can dispose of them, or we can trade them and, you know, split the money with them, kind of. I'm making a business proposal, basically. Like, hey, I'm noticing that they have these captives. Like, hey, this is kind of, we see this as property. Like, hey, you know, what do you, you know, y'all have any plans for them? You know, like, we could take them off your hands if you'd like.
I think the good captain has mistaken these two Rodians for droids.
Do you say that?
Yes.
Okay. And did you translate what he actually said?
Yeah.
Okay. But then you add that you think
he's... Yeah, I think he mistook them for, like, dressed-up droids.
Oh, yeah, no, we don't deal with people like that. It was an unfortunate circumstance where their people came into conflict with mine, and there was nothing we could do to stop it, and so we're waiting for. For someone to contact us. They won't tell us who sent them, and so we're hoping somebody will contact us so that we can deliver them back.
I'm like, I want to burst out and say, like, I know exactly who sent them, but I don't say that at all.
I ask who they had contacted when they had taken them in captivity.
I'm just like looking at Snatch, like, are you really not going to tell him that we're the people who were sent to get them?
Well, Krusk had kind of spoken up. So what did Krusk say again? I mean, you could be looking at me like that, and I'm like, yeah, I'm wanting to say it. So I'm kind of like, I'm just waiting for Krusk to finish. Like, what did
right,
you say?
Right, right.
Kind of like.
Well, I'm like, who did you contact originally? I mean, if they didn't relate their information to you, but you must have had somebody marked as somebody that you would contact in an event like this. I'm curious who you originally reached out to.
Oh, we haven't reached out to anybody. I don't know who they're with or who they work for.
I look over at Snatch. I'm sort of like I sense that he was wanted to say something, and I look over at him to like, you know, what did you want to ask?
Yeah, no, I'm looking at him and I'm like, well, you know, we did hear about there was some. Possibly some, you know, when we're looking for hunting jobs and stuff like that, looking for things to do out here, you know, we did come across a mention that there were some scientists missing in the area, and, you know, I don't recall exactly who the call was made by, but, you know, we could find that out for you, and we can bring you that information, or we can look it up, and, you know, we can start a transaction if you'd like.
I also interject, I'm like what kind of conflict did you have with them initially?
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Give me a charm roll.
Oh yeah.
And it's going to be against three purples.
So
And take it. Take an advantage. Take a blue on that. That's just for, you know, being just nice and charming to him already.
So what is that? Or you,
so
wait,
it's against three purple, but you'll have a blue added to your. Are you asking me what your?
Is this, well, yes, I am. Unfortunately, because I still don't have my. I don't know what I did with my character sheet. I thought I saved it on my desktop, but I don't think I did.
Your charm is two greens.
I have two advantage.
Oh, you rolled it?
That's it. Yeah, I rolled for myself. I don't know if we were both supposed to roll. I have a clear. I have two advantage.
Well, Krusk is the one that spoke up. If,
yeah, I thought Krusk was the one rolling the charm, and that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm translating that charm perfectly.
You animate a little with your paper towel roll.
No, it's like C-3PO talking to the Ewoks.
Yeah, exactly.
The Wookiees, yeah. I mean, the my cousins.
Right, y'all aren't sure what Pete is saying, but all of a sudden he does an imitation of Darth Vader in the middle of it. You're like, what the hell?
Nooch Vader.
Nooch Vader.
So the chief is clearly uncomfortable with this, but you did get some advantage. And so what I'll say is one of the scientists just starts yelling and saying, he says we pissed off his little waterfall god.
I
what language did he say that in?
This Rodian.
I'm not going to translate it.
He's not going to translate that.
Excuse me, may I have a moment of your time to talk about the wonder and beauty of tokusatsu? See, tokusatsu is a Japanese word for special effects and usually refers to the super fun TV shows you watched as a kid with those heroes wearing spandex and those giant rubber monsters and cool explosions and awesome transformations. So cool. I happen to be a big fan of it and run a podcast about the entire genre. So if you could just, subscribe and take a listen to my episodes, I'd greatly appreciate it. It's called the Henshin Dad Podcast, and it's kind of awesome. Or at least my mom thinks so, but she still hasn't reviewed it on iTunes yet. No. But anyway, thanks for your time. Just check it out, the Henshin Dad Podcast. It's on Anchor, and I think you'll really enjoy it. Okay, bye!
I look over at Pete and I'm like, what did they say? Actually, you know what? I don't. My instinct was to ask, but I get the feeling
I do
that we don't actually want to treat them like we don't want to give them leverage. The people in the cages, because they're already in cages. They don't have any leverage.
I'm gonna ask the chief. But did the chief react to them yelling?
Yeah, he's clearly not comfortable now at all.
Oh, what did they do to your god?
Okay. All right, so we pushed it a little bit. So how about you give me a charm?
Me?
Yeah, and you've got four greens.
Yeah.
And this one's going to be only two purple, and take a blue advantage as well.
Okay.
Do I reroll the ones that fell?
Yes. You have a table right beside you.
Where? That's so far. So I got the Imperial Sigil is... Oh, I get it. 3, 4... Two success and two advantage. Two success and two advantage.
Okay.
That was way too hard.
Yeah, I haven't decided on the advantage yet, so... If you think of something, let me know. But he's going to kind of sigh, and he's going to say, come. And he's going to walk over to the waterfall.
Okay. I'm going to leave. Is my backpack waterproof or water resistant?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll walk with him.
Okay, y'all all going?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. So he kind of he approaches the waterfall kind of reverently and says, it's wrong to say... It's wrong to say that it's a god, but it is our source of life, It is revered by us. This is how we survive. And so in a way, you know, this in a way it kind of is. So when they came, they brought their machines and they started their experiment. And what they did to the river is just, I can't explain it, but everything felt wrong with the water after that. And we went to ask them to leave, to move, because they were destroying our source of life, and they met us hostily, and we fought, and we won, and so you know we've shut down the machines. We did not want violence. We're peaceful here, but they forced it on us, and we do know how to fight, and so now we're hoping to. Now we're hoping to deliver them back to their people, and hopefully resolve this peacefully, where they can move their machines and quit destroying, you know, the land here.
So they changed the water.
Yeah.
I step forward, like reverently, you know, like with my head bowed. In a sort of like submissive state. When I say I also come from a place where the land is important, you know, where we rely on things like this. And I say, do you mind if I speak with the people that you've captured to find out what they've done with the river?
Yes, by all means.
And I'm going to ask him to clarify. So you just, all you want is to pack up these machines and these Rodians and send them away, and then you're happy.
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm going to let Snatch know that.
Okay, I'm going to say, well, look, we got a deal then. Like, why don't you just let us take them in? We'll find out where they came from. We'll handle that. And our reward will be the small price that we saw that was available for their return. We'll make sure, you know, we'll come back, get their machines out of here. You know, snip, snap, snap, you know. All finished. You know?
Well, I do appreciate help, but you know, you kind of said earlier that you trade in slaves, and we'd rather not be involved in that.
Well, look, how about this? If they are going to be sold as slaves, we won't do that. We will bring them back, or we'll find another means. We'll let them go. But if we find that they are just, you know, there's not a sufficient price on our head or on their head, you know, then you know, we won't trade them as slaves. We can give you our word for that. But we'll take them off your hands, get them out of here, and we'll work with you
for
guys.
Sure, we can take the machines away.
Yeah, I want to see what he says in return, but I also am sort of gesturing towards Snatch that I want to have an aside with him, like a private conversation.
All right. Yeah, the chief is very uncomfortable with this. He says, I'd rather find the people who sent them, because if their stuff disappears and they come later and they find out that we just gave it away to people, that it would have very bad consequences for us.
But I you know, like in my most reassuring way, I'm like, look, my first mate here cares about the land. He's from a place where that's important to them. You guys are hosting us. You're giving us a place to stay for the evening. You know, we're grateful. We'll do this in the morning. We could even talk about it more in the morning. Let's all get rest. Let's talk. You could think about it. You know, we're not looking to force your hand or force anything on you, but we feel like, you know, it's just fortuitous that we came upon you guys, and we think we can help kind of just diffuse this whole situation, get everything back to normal.
I would like to interject. The reason that I said I thought the captain was mistaking the Rodians for droids is because I didn't want him to be dealing in slave trade, but droids as property is well accepted.
Oh, you did say that. I forgot. Yeah, so, that's good.
That's why I said that.
Okay, so...
Because I knew, I was like, the way he was starting to look uncomfortable, I was like, oh, no, we're not slave traders.
Yeah.
And so that's why I said that.
And he'll say, look, if there's anything you can do to help us find the people who sent them, you know, that would be appreciated. I would really rather deal with them directly. I don't want this turning into more of a mess than it already is.
Oh, okay.
I'm kind of pulling on Snatch's arm, like very, very gently, you know, kind of like I want to say something to you.
Okay. I feel that, and I know that we want to talk, and I'm trying to buy us time because I feel like we do need to have time to talk, but in front of them about this, like they're going to get suspicious. So I'm kind of like, I'm kind of like looking at you like, yeah, you know, like we'll talk. But I was like, let's,
okay.
You know, if you sense that
I'm nodding, you know, I'm nodding,
you know, if our intentions are well, you know, you sense that from us, you know, we're just, you know, stay the night and like, we can discuss that. We still need a place to stay, you know, regardless. We just saw these people. They kind of looked out of place. We're just wondering, you know, it was a topic of conversation. And I try to switch the conversation to something else, like to kind of like, you know, I'm sorry about your river, you know, and this is a beautiful piece of land. And like, man, how many generations has your family been here? And just like try to get into the kind of the vibe of the way they talk and, you know, just like trying to kind of get away from talking about them, because obviously we know what they want. And I think we can actually arrange that is what I'm thinking. You know,
I agree. But I have an additional concern. But yes. Yeah.
So I'm trying to like just kind of diffuse the situation. Like, let's just kind of tamper it down and like stay the night, set up camp, you know.
Yep.
I would like to talk to the scientists in the cages.
Okay.
Hey, I'm very keen.
You're more than welcome to do that.
Hey, one question real quick, just because I don't want us to forget a crucial factoid, but there wasn't a time limit. There was a time limit, I remember, for some reason. Was that just nightfall?
He wanted us to get back before nightfall.
Was it nightfall?
I think so.
I remember that, you know, there are Imperials in the area.
Yeah.
And so the longer it takes, the more danger you're in.
Right. Okay.
And
I know he said
y'all are not going to get back by nightfall.
Well, he said it's very dangerous after dark.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yes. The wood, the forest is dangerous after dark.
So we wouldn't get back with inside all of these
the
prisoners.
Camp. You should be fine.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're not going to get back with them anyway. So we kind of have to take that added risk of like maybe the Imperials will come and maybe. Well, anyway, I feel like we should be talking about this in character.
We didn't roll for light side, dark side.
We
didn't.
Sorry.
Can we do that now?
Everybody want to roll?
Oh, we're not keeping the ones from last time?
No.
Okay.
It's new every session.
Too dark.
Ooh, I like the way y'all roll. Nice.
Dang it.
I like it too.
Okay, so y'all have two light side to play with.
If you use a dark, does that give us a light or is it just used up?
Okay. Yeah, we flip them. So anytime you use them, it becomes dark. Anytime I use it, it becomes light. Mm-hmm. So that way it's balanced. See?
Balance of the force.
See, now we're going in. Now we're connecting it to Thanos.
Right. Right.
So much crossover in this game.
This is where you kill exactly 50% of the Rhodians.
Okay.
So one of the two scientists.
Right.
So not to draw a bunch of attention to us, like all going over to the scientists and talking at once, I don't go. I let Kruss go.
I was going to go while they were talking to each other.
No, I want to make a quick aside because I think that it's significant to Snatch before we go. So like while we're moving away from our conversation with the Elder, and are we like clear? Like, is there anybody listening or because I kind of want to whisper in his ear a little bit.
You know, perception roll, that'll be a pretty easy one. Okay. Two purple.
And two purple. All right, one advantage, two success.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay. Wow. So you're clear.
Okay.
Okay.
And I mean, the advantage will be that they see you want to talk privately and they actually move away from you. Mm. These people seem to be very, very polite and awesome. Understanding.
Awesome.
I can't wait to murder them.
Just wow. Gosh.
That's what happened.
That was my advantage. There goes my advantage. Is not them not hearing you say, oh, I can't wait to murder these people. No. So my concern is that the scientists were studying something that was negatively affecting their waterfall to begin with. because they're Rhodians, they're native Rhodians. I want to find out from the scientists what they were doing there in the waterfall in the first place, because maybe they were there to help. You know, that's my concern, is maybe it wasn't their presence that caused some sort of negative reaction with the water flow or the waterfall here. Maybe they're studying a negative reaction that was pre-existing, you know, like maybe they're environmental scientists. I don't know, but we need to take that into account, and we need to figure that out, because if these guys aren't the butthead,
I hate to interrupt, but okay. I think y'all know what they're studying.
Yeah. Maybe they're using the water to absorb the harmful radiation of the cloaking device.
Yeah. What they're studying is that malfunctioning cloaking device from the dreadnought that y'all found in the first adventure.
Okay, see, I didn't remember that.
Yeah, so Fearon told you what they were studying, and that's it. And you do know that cloaking device did have a problem leaking radiation, and that's what happened to the first crew.
Right. No, I remember that. I didn't remember that the water was having a negative effect. That the water had healing properties, I guess.
Wait.
No, that's new. The water is new.
So let me clarify. It's this. We know that the radiation is on this planet, and that's what they're studying. But they're studying this water in particular. We know that as well.
No,
this water. No, or is it just like?
Not that you know of.
It's just happened to be. They're not testing the water particularly. They're just
Okay, so what the impression that you got from the chief is not that this water's magical. It's just this is their water supply. This is, you know, this is how they survive.
Okay.
So the impression is that we're getting is that somehow the scientist's presence was having some kind of negative impact on the water. But the scientists are using it for not for a nefarious purpose. Ultimately, they're using it to cure some kind of sickness. So that's worth taking into account when we talk to the scientists and when we come back to the tribal people. Is like, you know, they're not using the water for nefarious reasons. You know, they're not trying to damage your water supply.
Yeah,
they're trying to heal some kind of sickness that they're experiencing, and so. Yeah. I'm just telling you that because that occurred to me while we were having this conversation with the chief, was that it was important. It might be important information for us to relay, not only to the scientists but also to the tribal people. Is that, you know, there's nothing really nefarious going on. Nefarious going on with Fear and Saiyan, you know, with him dealing with a dreadnought that's poisoning people, but. You know, but maybe we can just tell the tribal people that they're trying to cure some kind of sickness, and that's why they were studying. Maybe they can go downriver, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't need to be up at the waterfall. Maybe they can go downriver. Well, then, maybe, you know, we need to find out why it's helpful for the radiation poisoning.
So maybe you have this conversation with the Rhodians that are there, you know, you question them and you find out, you know, we can find out for sure, like, what's going on. Or we can just... Dude, part of me wants to, like, contact Fear and Saiyan and be like, we found him.
That thought occurred to me, too.
You know, here's their location. You know, they're helping out. We want to bust them out of here, but we feel like these people will give them to us without a fight. So,
Maybe
get input from him. Like, we know we're on our time schedule. We want to get out of here. Because ultimately what's going to happen is the Empire is going to show up and just doesn't matter and decimate all of them. And I think we might need to even communicate that to these tribes, we need to
move quickly, and I agree. Potentially, we need to communicate. We need to be able to find out from the chieftain what we can do to prove that we're there. But we're going to have to break that news. We're going to have to break the news that we're actually there looking for the scientists.
No, well, we can say we did some research on them, and we found out.
Sure,
you know, we found out. Hey, this is the deal on them.
Totally, you're the captain.
This is what they're.
And like, yeah, whatever your plan is good. I'm good with. My only other concern then is how do we prove to the tribal people that we're not slavers, that we're there on behalf of the, you know, you're gonna have to come with that too. So
this section was supposed to take like 20 minutes.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, I got your six.
All right.
No matter what, but you're gonna have to be able to figure out what, you know, are we going to talk them out of it? I mean, are we going to talk the tribes people into letting them go, or are we going to steal them, or, you know, let's figure it out.
All right.
But it's,
yeah,
I'm just trying to throw some ideas your way so that you can problem solve.
Yeah. No, those are all good. Yeah, what do you think, Pete? I mean, I guess are we all together talking
no,
about
this? No, I had wandered off to go talk to the scientist.
So he's talking to the scientist.
Okay, so, yeah, go ahead. What are you saying to the scientist?
Do you have Fearin's phone number?
y'all have a contact number.
Oh, I do?
Yeah. Because once you located the thing, you are not going to be able to haul it out. You're to contact.
Oh, so then I'm going to ask the scientist, so where's the big spooky device?
The big spooky device is just a little ways up the river, maybe a mile or so.
Above the waterfall?
Above the waterfall.
So we're done here. Extraction completed. I just gotta let Fear know where you are. Okay. Then I'm gonna wander away.
Okay.
Go back to the captain.
Okay.
But see, we don't know that the conversation's happened, so we're probably
I'm still like babbling. I'm
behind us. Yeah.
Hey, Captain.
Oh.
The big spooky device is above the waterfall.
Great.
And we have two of the scientists right here. We can let Fearin know where they are. The chieftain will release them to Fearin because, you know, he's their boss.
Mm-hmm. No. Mm.
That's a good point.
That's a really good one. Thank you so much. And I pat you.
I'm gonna dial up Fearin on my data pad. Do I have any reception?
It's very, very spotty.
How many bars?
but you get... You get connected. What you hear is a woman's voice. And she says, Fearin Sand's office.
You want me to talk?
Pete on this call. Because Pete has the most rapport with Fearin Sand.
Yeah.
I was told this was Fearin's number.
Yes, this is his office. This is Calais. I'm his assistant.
Okay. Then.
Spit it out, Pete. Well, that's what I said.
Mr. Fearin had asked, you may know who we are, some droid and some furless Wookiee.
And some lizard person. Yes, very good. Yes, have you secured the location?
We know where your spooky device is.
Oh.
And we have two of your scientists.
Oh, you were able to save two. Fantastic. Okay. We are...
There was no real saving needed.
Okay. You have them, though.
The locals want to give them back. To you.
Oh, fantastic. Well, great. So, we are playing a little cat and mouse right now with the Imperials. And so, head to the location, secure it for us if you haven't done so already. And we will be there to collect as soon as possible.
Okay, I'm going to send her the location.
Okay, you don't have an exact location of the site. You have it.
I can send the waterfall.
Yeah. Okay. She confirms she received it.
Okay.
And are you translating what she's saying? I mean,
what language was she talking in?
English.
Basic.
Did you really have to ask that?
Basic, right? Yes. That's what I figured. Basic.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, then I did.
So I'm going to lean over to Snatch, and I'm going to say, we probably shouldn't bring the scientists. If we're going to take them, we probably shouldn't bring them directly onto the site. We should keep them off site in case that the Imperials interdict this location.
We're not taking the scientists anywhere. They stay here.
Okay. Well, I was telling Snatch. I'm not sure.
Okay. So, wait, what did you say? I kind of understood you, but you were saying
if we're going to this location, we should be really careful because the Imperials, if they're playing cat and mouse currently, they could easily interdict us. They could easily... I don't want to have a fight with the Imperials at the location that Fear and Sand's given us, so we're going to need to scout it out, but we need to keep whatever materials or personnel that we're bringing with us remote. We should keep them outside of the site when we get there and scout it out to make sure that it's clear in case the Imperials are already there. It's going to be important. I don't want to have a gunfight with a bunch of stormtroopers.
Well, we don't...
I'm just passing that along as like a advisement, a first mate advisement. So,
yeah.
Let's rock and roll.
Yeah.
I'm going to go speak to the chief and just let him know that people are coming to pick the scientists up, people that work with them.
Oh, you found them already. Great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm gonna leave.
And we're gonna head up the river. We're gonna go check up the top of the waterfall. You know, we talked with the scientists, and they said that you know there could be something up in the waterfall.
They're gonna come take the machines too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful news. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem.
Did you want us to escort you to the location? We'll be happy to do that.
I was just about to ask you if you'd be able to guide us. We're not familiar with these jungles.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So that
yeah.
should give us advantage on our strain and stuff, or yep. on our like get us there yep. faster.
Yep. Yes. So, is this morning we're talking, or is this still the same night?
I think it's still the same night.
It's the same.
Okay.
Evening.
So yeah, I mean, they definitely suggest we're you know let's not go. You know, it's not terribly far away, but it will take a couple hours to get there, and it's the dark's already falling. You know, it'd be wise to do that in the morning.
I guess.
Oh, they want to go in the morning.
Yeah, they want us to wait, which is actually.
Can we ask them if it would be?
It's dude. We probably will die if we go out tonight.
But I'm also afraid that we're going to get a really bad roll for running into stormtroopers tomorrow.
Bad rolls are meta. Let's stay the night.
Yeah, here's the reason I'm thinking about staying the night. Okay. Because it's kind of like King's Quest, you know, when you go outside.
That's fine.
So I think we're damned if we do, damned if we don't.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Well, and in this case, the guides don't want to go at night.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, the chief. You get the impression that if you wanted to go the night, the chief would insist. He's like, no, okay. my people don't go out at night. That's dumb.
Okay.
What's out there?
Yeah. I want to know.
And he gives you, you know, some names of some animals that, I mean, if you want to roll.
Sure.
For knowledge, intelligence, Outer Rim, which you're actually very familiar with.
Outer Rim, yellow, green, and three greens.
Yeah, so these are kind of obscure, so it's going to be four purple. Oh, wow, okay. I have no idea what to do with that triumph.
One success and one triumph on a knowledge roll.
Dang.
I guess if we encounter
a creature, with a triumph,
we'll be
safe. All right, so think about what you want to do with your triumph, but... for the success, you recognize the names of the animals that that he's talking about, and it's mostly like snake type creatures that are exceedingly poisonous, and probably you would not have a problem with them.
So
but
it's not like some giant predator monster.
No, okay. It's just stuff that it's nocturnal animals that come out of the water and jungle at night and bite people when they don't see them, and they die instantly. And so they're nasty.
But maybe his triumph is that he knows that they're really easily. It takes like some weird mixture of chemical that we actually happen to have, or some like really odd thing that like kills them, so we can be totally defended against them
or cure poison.
Could my triumph have anything to do with capturing one? Since they're not going to be able to harm me.
Sure. If you want to go capture one of these like snake type creatures,
just by the river or something.
Yeah. Then you succeed.
How is it going to like wriggle out of my hand?
No. I mean, we'll say you got a triumph. I mean, that's worth a lot. So we'll say that you're able to.
I'm going to like come in. Like, can I get something to store this guy in?
and like everybody like panics and like throws like jars and stuff at you and then runs.
Put it in a jar and put the lid on and, you know, screw it tight. And
poke a couple holes in the top.
Yeah. And let it breathe. Yeah.
Okay, you now have a rodent snake.
A new weapon.
Creature.
Tales from the Rusty Speeder is a Play Well Network podcast. You can watch us interact with us live at twitch.tv/technofunkboy. Support us at patreon.com/technofunkboy, where you get early episodes as well as additional content. Scientist was adapted from One Shot Verse by Peter Thompson. Theme song by the Technofunkboy, and thanks to Sirenscape for the amazing atmosphere and additional music used on his channel. Make sure you check them out at sirenscape.com to use them in your game.